You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
216-578-0092. We'll hold off on that. Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We welcome in Clark Kellogg on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, one of the greats in Cleveland history, one of the greats in Ohio State history, one of the best broadcasters you're going to find. Clark, thanks for joining us today, my friend.
Hey, Anthony, Ken, good to visit with you, man. I hope you guys are safe and healthy. It sounds like you are, so a pleasure to jump on with you.
We're doing the best we can. We know you're doing the same, Clark. How bizarre is it to not have an NCAA tournament?
Extremely. I mean, you think about what that particular sporting event is to so many. It captivates the country in a really unique and special way, the three-plus weeks that we have it in terms of Selection Sunday, and then from 68 to 16 in a matter of a few days, and then from 16 to 4. I mean, it's a wonderful ride, and it's exciting. It's unpredictable. It's galvanizing. It's special in a lot of ways, and to have that not be part of the fabric this season is really difficult for those of us that are really close to it, those fans that enjoy it. But obviously, in the scheme of the bigger picture, it's a small pebble, but it's still a pebble that's impactful in a unique and kind of fun way. So we're all grieving the loss of it a bit, those of us at CBS Sports and others across the country. But that can be said for a lot of the sporting events. And again, beyond the sports, obviously, there's much bigger issues on the landscape. And everybody is enduring these unusual and unprecedented times and circumstances, and we're all trying to do the best we can to move forward.
Clark, Ken and I were so excited as we were sitting at a local watering hole getting ready for the MAC tournament the week before the few days before the selection show, when we started to realize, oh no, they're all starting to, like a waterfall, start to cancel. Yeah. But we still thought, well, there's no way they're going to cancel the NCAA tournament. When did you first start to think about, oh my, we might actually miss out on something special for the first time in a long time?
Well, you know, Anthony, I think the tipping point really was the circumstance with Rudy Gobert. On Wednesday night, I think it was revealed that he had tested positive for COVID-19. And at that point, the NBA immediately postponed the season and shut things down immediately. And I think that was really, at least in my mind, that was the tipping point. Because of the nature of basketball, being the proximity players and coaches have to one another, the proximity the fans have to the players and so forth, the media folks, all of that, it began to become pretty clear that there would be a good chance that we might end up having to shelve the tournament. And then obviously the cascading started not just Wednesday night, but then into Thursday as conference tournaments were canceled. Kids were being sent home from school on college campuses across the country. Actually, during our seminar call on Monday the 9th, with all of our folks scattered across the country with CBS and Turner, we didn't meet in New York like we typically do. And during a media call on Tuesday the 10th, the news broke that the Ivy League had canceled its conference tournament. And this was before Wednesday. This was a Tuesday. This was the day before. And the Ivy League had already determined to cancel its tournament. And it just became apparent that we were headed down that road too.
The great Clark Kellogg joining us on the hotline now. So what do we do with the athletes' eligibility now that they were deprived the opportunity to play in a conference tournament and the NCAA tournament? What would you do, Clark?
Man, I mean, I would consider ways that we might try to make folks whole. I think it's a little easier perhaps with the spring sports calendar, since those competitions were canceled, and those athletes, you might be able to better work through the eligibility or the additional year of eligibility issue. The winter sports, which includes basketball and a few others, would maybe be a bit more challenging. I would love to be in a position where you consider it, try to look at it. But we also know that, hey, life is not always fair. And sometimes we miss out on opportunities because of things we can't control. But I would be willing to at least go down the road to see if there was any way that you could add an additional year or season of eligibility for those who were interested in perhaps having it. You'll have some kids in the basketball world I'm speaking of that will move on and start their lives, whether it's pursuing a pro career or going out into the real world, and just chalk this up as a sad and missed opportunity. But I would be in favor of exploring a way, if possible, to make amends for this unforeseen, unusual set of circumstances that cost kids a chance to experience competing for a championship in their respective sports.
Clark Kellogg on the phone with us. Clark, who's the best country right now?
The best player in the country?
Yeah.
At the collegiate level? Wow.
Yep.
They're, obviously, I mean, my player of the year vote would have gone to Obi Toppin, and I'm on a couple of player of the year award ballots. If you're talking just in terms of college production, I would certainly have him at the top or near the top. If you're looking at NBA prospects, I haven't even thought a ton about which guys might transfer the best, but he'd be there. I'd put Obi Toppin from Dayton in that mix. I love his growth, his versatility. Not sure how well he puts it on the floor, but sometimes because of what you're doing for your team, you don't show everything that's in your toolkit, but he's got a lot to like about his overall package.
Clark, I'm curious, you know, we got a chance on CBS, on Saturday, they aired the 1992 regional semi, the unbelievable game between Duke and Kentucky. And, I mean, that's when college basketball, to me, was close to its zenith as somebody who's 38 years old. So I'll ask you, Clark, is college basketball ever going to be remotely like that in terms of popularity and the way that the fans know the players and know the programs?
No, I don't think so. I mean, there are a lot of factors that contribute to that change over the last several decades. I mean, one is the information age creates a lot more distractions for the attention of the fan. And then there's also the ability to look at things on demand. When you had a captive set of stations and college basketball was what it was in the 80s and 90s, then it did tend to get more eyeballs and have more connection to people. The guys weren't leaving school early as much as they do now. So the entire landscape has changed in multiple ways. So it's not ever going to be quite like that. There's still quite a bit to like about the game. The popularity is significant, particularly when you talk about the tournament. The players, I think there are more good players spread out across more teams now than in the past. So it's different. There's no doubt about it. And I don't think we're ever going back to that time and place. But you can enjoy the future and the current state of the game, too. And I feel pretty good about both.
Clark Kellogg joining us on the show. What was your favorite of the tournaments you've covered? What do you think is the favorite tournament you've ever seen? Can you pick
a year? Well, the tournament itself, but I only have one significant moment that tops them all. And that was 2012 when the Ohio Bobcats, with our youngest son Nick being part of the team, made a really dramatic run to the Sweet 16 and almost knocked off Carolina in an overtime game to get to the Elite Eight. So that moment for me, just from the standpoint of memory, goes right to the top of the list for a lot of reasons. And overall tournament, I would have to go back, guys, and look, because so often we're captive to what's most recent. And I've been part of the Final Four since 1997 at CBS, either in the studio or calling games. And there are a lot of moments that stand out. As far as the championship game that I was able to call, the Louisville-Michigan game was probably one of the best, the best of the five that I actually had a chance to call on CBS television because of the nature of the game, the way Louisville came back, the high scoring and all of the good plays that were made. But in terms of a tournament, I'd have to do a little more work to come up with one that would stand out. Last year was pretty good. I mean, and the year before, you see Virginia go from being a 16 seed that loses the first time in history, or a one seed that loses the first time in history to a 16, and then the way they dramatically came back the following season with primarily the same guys to win a national championship. I mean, those two bookends, you know, back-to-back, you'd be hard-pressed to – I mean, that's unprecedented and historical, and I don't know if we'll ever see that again.
Clark Kellogg joining us now on the hotline. What is going to be your takeaway outside of us all being deprived, you know, the postseason in college hoops? What is going to be your takeaway from this year in college basketball?
Wow. You know, one of the takeaways, obviously that'll be the one that jumps to the marquee of the billboard, clearly. But when you think about the regular season and the number of teams that were typically outside of your perennial powerhouses, San Diego State, Gonzaga has been a terrific program for the last two decades. I mean, they've not missed the tournament since 99, if I'm not mistaken. But Gonzaga, San Diego State, Dayton, and its emergence as a top five team all season long, with the latter part of the season, I think those will probably be the stories. And then you had some teams, too, outside of the perennial Power Five that were going to be dangerous teams in the tournament. A team like BYU, older and extremely high-octane offensively. Liberty had a veteran team that had won a game in the tournament last year and was looking for more. So I think that would probably be what stands out to me most. There were a number of teams outside of the Power Five, and the Power Five in general was down a touch compared to past years. So the emergence of the non-Power Five conference teams would probably be the theme that would stand out to me.
All right, Clark, finally, Ohio State had an up-and-down year, really were surging at the right time after they had dropped at one point. I think it was 6 of 8 in the Big Ten. Do you think Holtman has this program in the right direction? Could you see?
Oh, no question. We're headed north. So if you want to be on the wagon, you better get on, because they're going to be playing for championships at the Big Ten level and the national level. There's no, I mean, I'm as sure and as confident in that as anything. I mean, him and his staff, quality, they're going to get good kids. They'll coach them up. And growth is not always straight line. You know, you go through some bumps and some turbulence, and they certainly had that. But they were trending in the right direction, and that trend is continuing in the right direction, even though we had the interruption this year. But, no, I'm extremely confident and excited about where the Ohio State men's basketball program is headed, and the women as well. We're a young, dynamic group there as well for those that follow the women's game. Buckeye basketball is in really good hands on both sides.
Good to hear. Clark, we thank you very much for the time, friend. Take care of you and yours.
Yep, you guys do the same. Thank you, guys. Ken and Anthony, appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you. Clark Kellogg on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean,
yeah.
Ken and Anthony?
All right, next time, Owen, tell them it's Bart and Jameson.
Don't do that.
And
you
just
can't
see
make
if he
them
goes
look
with
bad.
It. Oh, you no. It would make us look bad.
I would do it if it was anyone else, but Clark is so good about, because we're in Cleveland and he's a St. Joe guy, you know, like, he loves coming on this station. I'm not going to do that to him.
Tell him it's Nancy and Gertrude in the morning.
216-578-0092. All of a sudden, I think I have three theories now that I will share for I Have a Theory coming up at 9:40. 216-578-0092. I also have a theory that we can find some ways to figure out how to get this baseball thing figured out for later on this summer. It's Ken Carman with Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.